This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Airbnb's latest controversy is over discussions about recommending unionized cleaners in Airbnb units through the service employees. Weirdly, former SEIU president Andy Stern is bargaining for Airbnb. Other unions and some housing groups are raising a fuss. A federal judge rejected a legal challenge permitting FBI agents when working on domestic cases to search emails written by Americans that the government intercepted without a warrant in the name of gathering foreign intelligence. A federal appeals court overturned a Virginia policy barring transgender individuals from using their current sex bathroom. Many believe this could lead to a similar action in North Carolina. Life expectancy for white Americans went down in 2014, but rose for African Americans and Hispanics. Experts cite the opiate epidemic as a key factor for whites. Utah has declared pornography a public health hazard. United Health Group, one of the nation's largest insurers, will pull out of a majority of states where it offered coverage under the Affordable Care Act in 2017. Study by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau found that bank fees add an average of $185 to loan repayments because of automatic account payments. Some scientists are proposing that the U.S. Guantanamo base be converted to a U.S.-Cuba Peace Park and Joint Ecological Research Center. Folsom is creating a 2.5-mile Johnny Cash walking trail scheduled to be complete by summer 2017, including faux guard towers, 7-foot guitar picks, and a prison cell-like sculpture made of guitar necks. Susan B. Anthony, pioneer campaigner for women's voting rights, was originally the choice for the $10 bill, according to an early memo from the Secretary of Treasury Jacob Lew, to President Obama. CMS has warned states that they could be in violation of federal law if they halt Medicaid funds to organizations that provide abortion services. The Los Angeles City Council passed legislation allowing workers to earn 6 paid leave days a year, paid leave, twice California's minimum. Mayor of Washington, D.C. has proposed tipped workers move to $7.50 per hour by 2022 and thereafter be paid 50% of the prevailing minimum wage in the district. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.